back.
It's time to embrace the silence once again. Memoirs of a Hunter's Son. Part 1. One of my earliest memories is waking up to the noise of people talking in the next room. The light came on, and my brother called my name to wake me up. Mom leaned down to me on the bottom bunk of the bunk bed my brother and I shared while we were living in my grandmother's basement. She gently shook me awake and told me that she had a surprise for me. The next thing I recall is suddenly seeing my daddy for the first time in a long time. The context in which the previous memory resides must be filled in for you to comprehend what emotional impact and resounding fear brought to and followed this moment captured in my memory. My father was a man who indulged in every substance he could find, which allowed him to escape the pressures, pain, memories, and fears of living in a world where he had always been told he would never be good enough. Dad was the oldest son in his family. Thus, he received an indecipherable amount of abuse, neglect, accusations, all through his childhood. Other than that, I know very little. Rumor has it, and Dad told me this, but I don't know if it's true because he's a pathological liar, when his parents would go out to the movies or to parties or shopping, my father, as a child of 10 years, would be locked inside the cabinet in the kitchen of the farmhouse they lived on. Upon his father's return home, he would be beaten if a single tear or flicker of resentment was seen in his eyes or on his face. The damage to a child's mental state makes the man he will become a bitter, isolated, terrified soul. My father chose to escape from his memories of anguish and pain by drinking, smoking, snorting, and injecting anything and everything he could find that would numb the pain. As a child myself, I had little awareness of snorting or injecting, but full knowledge of the drinking and smoking. The chain of physical, psychological, and even sexual abuse continued with my father upon my siblings, myself, my mother, and anyone who was in Dad's way when he was upset or sober. The scars in my mind are more ingrained within my being than the markings left to this day on my flesh from my father's abuse. The majority of my memories from childhood are so filled with agony and terror that my subconscious has hidden them away behind a wall of depression and fury. So, upon reflection of what my father was, what he did to my family and myself, I shall return to the tale of memory with which I began this recording. I awoke to my mother's face, so loved and beautiful back then, before father had his way with her by battering and bashing and breaking her jaw. Mom picked me up and carried me into her bedroom. And to my sandman dreary, sleep-filled eyes and groggy mind, I saw my father. The joy in my brother's eyes and the smile on his face was something I remember with bitter sibling jealousy, an emotion I had no name for at the tender age of 8 years. Mom set me down and I ran to Dad and let him scoop me up as I wrapped my arms around his neck and gave him my biggest and longest bear hug ever. Side note. My father was always doing things which would end with him behind bars. Every time he would do something he knew was illegal, he would always assume he could never get caught. For several years, he had been in jail. I had known his presence and his face and his voice and his smell from infancy, and would remember it all my life, whether I thought I could